You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za. Now, it's 23 minutes past 4, and normally we would be well into the best of life, love, and fruit salad, but because of load shedding, things got pushed back a little bit. And I find that I'm quite cool with that because it gave me a little bit of a break. I thought maybe the guy would say, I'll go home, I'll come back another day. But here he is. Hello, Jeff Kwan.
Hello, the unicorn. You're always so wonderful to me when I get you.
And here you are.
And here I am. There you are.
And I am. I am indeed.
And you are there.
So how the hell are you?
I'm bloody marvelous. How are you?
I won't die.
Well, this is a good thing because keep it like that. It's good for health.
Because there is no future in that.
There is no future in dying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so what have you brought to the table today? You brought your relationship breakups, surviving the tsunami.
Yeah. I just the last week or so, I've had so many people around me in my environment, at work and friends and family and stuff overseas, going through this breakup thing. So I thought, oh my word, you know.
So what's the common element there?
The common element is that those people are going through breakups.
Are they all your friends?
They are my mates, yeah. Yeah, they're
okay.
Not,
all right. So are you really the best to talk about this?
I am the best. I've had a few myself. Okay. And I've done a bit of research, and I think everybody knows somebody who's going through it. So I thought we'll talk about it today. Mm. Maybe give some people ideas on how to sort of go through this thing and survive this nightmare in your life that happens to. And when you're young, you know, it's like a complete nightmare. And when you're old, it's a complete nightmare.
Yeah, particularly young teenagers, because they get into these relationships and they're like really intense, and then all of a sudden, boom.
Yeah, somebody's gone off.
Now mother's got to deal with a distraught son or daughter or whatever the case may be. And it happens to every parent as well.
It happens to all of us.
Yeah.
We were in the same position when we were 19, 18, 16. And if you get into a position when you're 70, it's the
same thing.
Similar thing. And,
same emotions.
There's a lot of emotion in this whole thing. So I just wanted to talk about it. And if you've got somebody that's struggling, send them the podcast. And obviously we're going to podcast this today. Mm. And send them the podcast. And maybe there's something here that they can use. Just to make it lighter, because you won't make it lighter. It's the most painful thing, one of the most painful things you'll ever go through in your life. So I just wanted to give some hints today on cool. how to handle it. Okay.
Cool.
So first of all, let's look at the red flags of a relationship. But before we do that, five stages of breakup. Mm. You know, breakup is actually a loss. It's a loss. Mm. So we don't realize that. We're grieving. We're actually grieving a loss. So it's denial, it's anger, it's bargaining, it's depression, and then acceptance after that as well. And then we move on, and then we're fine again, to a point. But the 15 red flags in a relationship to look out for, what are the warnings? When you're in a relationship now, what are the warnings? Okay. So overly controlling behavior of somebody, that's quite a warning, okay? Feeling of low self-esteem, if you're not feeling great, people around you or in your immediate environment, your partner, they're supposed to build you.
Mm.
So if somebody's knocking you all the time and knocking your self-esteem, that's not cool. That's a red flag. Emotional and physical mental abuse, it causes post-traumatic stress syndrome. Of course, physical, we all know. I mean, there's a nightmare. But there's also mental abuse. We've spoken about that many times before.
The unseen one.
The unseen one. Mm. Yeah, the one that, the dig and the this and that. Yeah. I'll go a little bit. And nobody ever has the right to abuse anybody. Mm. We've spoken about this before. And or to use you as a scapegoat for their problems and that kind of stuff. Mm. So substance abuse is a red flag. Be careful there. Sometimes not the person's fault, but be careful over there. Narcissism, of course, is a major one, where the person that you're with, the world revolves around them, and nothing that you do is right unless it goes their way. We've spoken about narcissists before. And it can be exhausting and traumatizing for people in a relationship with a narcissist as well. Anger management issues. Somebody is really angry. They can't fight. When I say fight, they can't argue or debate a point or have an argument properly. They have to really lose it and shout and scream and throw things and get all kinds of things. So that during a conflict, we've got to be careful of somebody who has those issues. Codependency is an issue as well. Relationship addiction happens when two people rely on each other exclusively for their emotional, psychological, and even physical support. And this is draining on one of the partners as well. And it stops them and can stunt their personal growth. There's a red flag there as well. Inability to resolve conflict. Now, some people, as you know, there are different types of people, amiables, whatever. They don't like conflict. I'm one of them. I don't like conflict. I don't enjoy it. I don't like it. I know it's important, but I don't like it. And you think you're protecting the relationship, but you actually aren't, because you're causing chaos by not resolving the issue. Okay, so that's important, and it's wonderful if you meet somebody who can resolve the issue and teach you to come out of that shell and sort that problem out. Constant jealousy is a problem as well. Not jealousy. We're all jealous to a point, and we all got a little, you know, protective and that kind of stuff. But if you're constantly jealous about your partner, it can cause lots of problems, and people walking on eggshells and all those kind of things is really, really not great. Gaslighting is another one. Now, people say, what is gaslighting? Hear about gaslighting. What is gaslighting? It's a manipulation tactic, and it's a red flag in any relationship, because victims of gaslighting are made to feel guilty regardless of whether they did it or they didn't do it, anything wrong. So gaslighting is a red flag in any relationship. Lack of emotional intelligence, not being able to perceive and manage emotions properly, negatively affecting your relationship with your family, blocking you from your family, your friends, your people that you know, people who block you from that. Normally narcissists will do that. Inability to communicate openly with you, being open and honest and having transparency. You know, I was speaking to my other half, and she was saying that is so important for a woman, that you are open and honest and transparent. You know, they can handle most stuff, but just be open and transparent about it. Lack of social connection with friends. And then the red flags, Richard, and the yellow flags. Okay, so red flags is severe. Okay, so a red flag, for example, would be where a partner forbids you from going to an event. Can't go to an event. But a yellow flag is when they get angry and a little bit irritated if you're going to the event.
Yeah.
So that's a yellow flag. It's moving towards the red. It's time to sort that out. You know, it's time to fix that. So, coming to that now, six signs that it's time to end the relationship. Okay, so sometimes we hang in these relationships, we make them work. Of course, we don't just move out when it's bad. But there's six signs that it's maybe time to look at ending the thing. Okay, there's no emotional connection with a person. Intimacy doesn't appeal to you anymore, physical intimacy. It's hard to agree on anything. I mean, we all have our opinions. But it's hard to agree on everything you disagree or the partner. That's kind of there, not looking good. Somebody else seems more appealing, and the trust is gone, and your goals don't align anymore. It's difficult if you're reaching for different goals. You should each have your own goals, of course, but you've got to have joint goals as well. So once those joint goals are not working, and it's only his or hers, it's only hers and his. It's a problem. They're not aligning anymore. I'd love to travel more overseas. I want to stay at home and whatever. Those things are things. Okay, so some things to help you after a breakup.
I just want to come back to what you're saying.
Sure.
First of all, those 15 things, not all of them need to be present. One or two or three of them can be present, and those could be the flags.
Yeah.
You don't have to have all 15.
No.
Just need to have one or two.
Just one or two or three, yeah.
When it comes to physical intimacy, we're talking about a touch and feel, or we're talking about sexual intimacy? Because
I think
you've got to be very careful with that one, because there can be very, very sound medical reasons for that not being possible.
Yeah, but it's probably any kind of intimacy. The most intimate thing you can do is walking hand in hand with your partner.
Mm.
That's one of the most intimate things. So it's both.
Okay,
it's really being away from the physical sexual side. Okay, not wanting it, and not touching, not having a hug, not coming behind your partner and giving them a hug in the kitchen or whatever it is. Intimacy there, and you don't feel like doing that anymore, that's a problem. That's starting to, because you're not going to connect. And that's where you connect as a couple. You're at work, you do your thing during the day, and at night and on the weekends you connect. And if it's not connecting anymore, you're starting to move away from each other.
Yeah, okay.
That's a problem. Okay. So some things to help you after a breakup: give yourself some space. Obviously, don't jump into it. Most men will jump into another relationship within a week. The women have it sorted out. They don't do that so quickly. Keep busy. Keep your mind busy, that you don't overthink things. Take time out for yourself. Talk to family, friends, older people that you can, mentors and that kind of stuff. And try not to use alcohol and drugs. to deal with the pain. Mm. It's also very important. Give it time. You know, time, it's the most difficult thing to say to somebody. You know, it'll be okay in the future. Just give it time. Mm. And the person's crashing at the moment. But time heals, as we know. And really try and look after yourself. So why are breakups so painful? It can be one, a breakup or a divorce can be one of the most stressful emotional experiences of your life. It can be really something really that turns you upside down. And when a relationship is no longer good, a divorce or a breakup can be extremely painful because it represents loss, not only of the partnership, but of the dreams and commitments that you had as a couple together, you know, so you're losing all of that as well. And a breakup or divorce launches you into uncharted territory.
Mm.
And we've done a thing on divorce before, but you don't realize what's hitting you when you say, well, that's it. I'm out of here. I'm done. And that's it. I'm going to the lawyer and I'm giving you notice on this marriage or whatever it is. And you don't realize the uncharted territory that you're going into, opening up a can of worms that you didn't even know existed. You know, there are lots of things, the pain and not having money perhaps and not having a home and where to go and stay, and all these things come up. You don't think about it when you make that quick decision. And then, of course, a breakup also brings up uncertainty about the future. So you get scared about, where am I going to be? Will I find someone else? Will I end up alone? Obviously, that's later in life that comes through. And the unknowns can seem often worse than being in an unhappy relationship. So I always say the pain of leaving is worse than the pain of staying. Mm. So once the pain of staying is worse than the pain of leaving, you leave. Okay, so there's pain on either sides of these things, and it's important. But it's important to keep reminding yourself that you can and will get through the difficult experience even and move on to a renewed sense of excitement with someone new in the future. You have to have that in your mind because otherwise it looks dark all over the place. And when it's dark all over the place, you know how you feel about that. So coping with a breakup or a divorce, you know, recognize it's okay to have the feelings. You're right. Mm. It's okay to have those feelings. It's normal to feel sad and angry, exhausted and frustrated and confused. You know, all these things that you go through when this is happening, you know, give yourself a break. Give yourself permission to feel and to function at a less than an optimal level for a period of time. It's okay. It's all right. You don't have to be awesome all the time.
But it has to be within a reasonable period of time.
Of course. Of
because
course.
These things can drag on for 3 years, and that then is not healthy.
No, not healthy at all. You know, the average time to get over a relationship is about 18 months,
yeah.
If it's a good relationship. Yeah. So share your feelings with your friends and your family if you can, and help. They'll get you through this period as well. And don't be afraid to see a therapist. Goodness sake, go and see a therapist, you know. Most medical aids allow you 13 or 14 visits to a psychologist, you know, and it's not coming out of a savings account. It's there. You can use it and please use it. You know, do that. Allow yourself to grieve the loss of this relationship. It's a death. It's a loss. You are allowed to grieve, and it's a loss of companionship and shared experience that you have with that person. You might have had a brilliant time. You know, when you leave somebody and you're away for months, you only think of the good times, actually. You don't think of why did I break us up. Loss of support, be it financial or intellectual, social, emotional. Loss of financial support for women is a big thing. You know, you've got two kids and you decided you can't take this guy anymore and you leave. Well, where's the money coming from? You know, do you have savings for that kind of stuff? Loss of hopes and plans and dreams. Can it be even more painful than losses? You know, those dreams and the things that you had and what we were going to do and the home we were going to build. And
because all of that is hope.
It's all about hope.
Yeah. So that hope is dashed.
Yeah. Can you imagine now losing hope is a terrible thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So tips for grieving after a breakup. Don't fight your feelings. It's normal to feel like you're feeling. It's okay. Talk about how you're feeling. Remember that moving on is the end goal. That's the end goal. That's where you really want to be. Helping your kids during the breakup or divorce. They can feel confused and angry depending on the age. If they're 2-3 years old, they're not really feeling it at all. They just need to be fed and watered and looked after and put down. But if they're 30 years old, they don't quite know how to handle all the stuff. Yeah. Mom and dad are divorced now. They don't know who side, which, where, and they might just grow up into a shell and not talk to both parents, or pick a side, or which one's got more money? Where's my – you know, it's a very complicated thing when these emotions come up. So support from others is critical to healing after divorce or breakup. So don't cut your friends out. Don't do this on your own. Take care of yourself. You know, treat yourself like you've just – you know, you're getting over the flu. Get plenty of rest and minimize your stresses in life and – take your workload a little bit notch down. Take it a notch down. It's very important to do that. Make time in the day to nurture yourself and think and have some quiet time for yourself as well. Stick to a routine. Always helps when you've got a routine. You know you're going to the gym tomorrow. You know you're going to work tomorrow. You know you're going to come home. You know you've got friends on
a
Wednesday.
You might even have to create a routine.
Well, that's what is the important thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point. You know, create that routine. Stick to it. Take time out. Try not to make major decisions in this time as well. Moving cities, moving, going overseas, whatever. Try to minimize that until you calm down and you've got a chance to sort of reevaluate life and work on your life instead of in this nasty emotional stuff. Avoid using the drugs, of course, that's or food, very important. And then take the opportunity now to explore new ideas, new interests, new activities. Go do stuff that you wouldn't have normally have done to make new memories for yourself. It's important. And then very importantly, Richard, is questions to ask yourself, okay? So I've got about five here. Okay, so step back and look at the big picture. How did you contribute to the problem? That's the question you need to ask yourself. You don't want to take it into the next relationship. So it's good to have a look at it. Did you tend to repeat the same mistake or choose the wrong person every single time? You know, we choose similar people all the time. Think about how you react to stress and deal with conflict and insecurities. That could also be. Could you have acted in a more constructive way, perhaps? Consider whether or not you accept other people the way they are, or are you wanting to force to change them? Because some people don't like people changing them. You know, examine your negative feelings as a starting point for change. Are you in control of your feelings, or are they in control of you? You know, that's quite important. And then I've got a few tips I know we haven't got that much time today, but a few tips how to get over this if you're struggling to move on. Okay, the first thing is, think about your breakup as a physical injury. You know, you break an arm, it doesn't get fixed the next day. Okay, it takes a while, and, you know, you're in the cast, and then the cast comes off, and you got to be careful. It's the same with a breakup. Give yourself permission to feel your feelings. Allow that feeling. Let it out. Talk to people. Reconnect with things that make you happy. Go into happy places. Go and walk in the waterfront, or go and do something that makes you happy. Go to gym, wherever it is. Surround yourself with support and lots of it, you know, lots of it. Apologize to your support team if you did something wrong, or if you were, over the last 2-3 years before you decided to walk out, if you were not so nice to be with, or you were grumpy or irritated, just say sorry for that, you know, acknowledge your own mistake. Consider having a therapist. I think that's a good one. It's not easy to do this thing. So you need to understand it's okay. You know, how long does it take to get over a breakup? Who knows? Some people can 6 months. Some people, generally, psychologists will tell you 18 months, as we said. Try to be patient. And I know it's easier said than done. Seek the distance from the relationship as well. Try and don't see the ex. Don't stalk and don't go and do weird things. Consider appointing an intermediary if you need one. Put away as many of the painful reminders of your ex as you can. Don't go to the same places, the same restaurants that you used to go to. If you do save for mentors, be careful and do it smartly. And try dating yourself. Try going out yourself a little bit to get out of it, that you're not reliant on this thing. Don't keep tabs on your ex. Don't hook up with him. In other words, go and have a one night or whatever with somebody and then you're back in it again and you're upset with yourself. Take a break from dating if you're not ready, and periodically check in with yourself and see if you are ready. Am I ready to date? Am I ready to really have a decent conversation? Or am I sitting with this date and I'm telling him all about my rubbish ex that I had or my rubbish marriage that I had and so on? Okay. Periodically check in, very important. Don't engage in revenge posting. Stay off the social media. Back off, say, guys, I'm taking a break from social media. Bang, you're out. Don't get involved in that. Consider volunteering. I mean, it'll take you away. Go and spend some time at a at a
doing something good for somebody
Tears
else,
or one of those places, and then focus on creating new memories with friends and friendships, and don't wait for closure before letting yourself move on. And that's really an important one. Don't wait for the closure. I'm waiting for closure. No, move on. Start moving on slowly. You don't have to wait for the closure. It'll come.
You can move towards closure.
You can move towards it. Beautiful. Mm. Okay. So that's it, Rich. I think hopefully that helps a lot of people. It helps people that are struggling. And maybe this podcast will be helpful.
Well, I certainly hope so. And I know it focuses in the main on the older generation. We're talking about divorces. We're talking about, you know, people with kids and that type of thing. But sure. I think very, very important, and possibly something that we can do a show on in the future, is how this impacts on very young lives.
Yeah.
Because that how a teenagers who are at school can't avoid each other. They got to be in the same environment, same classroom, that type of thing. Yeah. So they're in close contact with one another. Those relations are very intense and very, you know, sort of.
Well, it's new and
hormones. And then all of a sudden, it goes to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah.
Those kids are still in close contact. They still have to deal with all of these things, with that constant reminder of, oh, there's Kevin over there. Whatever the case may be. And I think it's important that we look at it possibly from a parent's perspective as to how you help a child through this. Because, you know, sometimes what will happen is dad will think, well, you know, that oak was a tosser anyway. So, you know, good riddance to him. And he'll say to his daughter, toss him out, he's a waste. She didn't feel that at the time. And he needs to be cognizant of those feelings. So I think there's a whole discussion that needs to be had around teenagers getting into relationships and then that relationship coming apart at the seams, because it's going to happen to them not once.
Yeah.
And they need to be able to cope with it better and better as they mature.
Well, not only that, I mean, if you're looking at a relationship like that you're describing now, it's very relevant. And maybe we'll do it next time because I think it's important, very important, because suicide comes from this stuff, okay?
Yeah.
It's that intense.
Yeah.
But also examinations, matric, all of that
concentrate.
Stuff.
All of that is going
to
go.
And Kevin, he doesn't understand how to break up. He just goes off with someone else, and she found out over the weekend.
Yeah, and now she's got to study for matric exams. She can't keep her head on.
Yep.
All of that stuff. And the other thing that is important, I think, is that how it is dealt with for young people will determine how they deal with relationships going forward.
Yeah.
And whether they get themselves into healthy or unhealthy relationships. And some of the traits that we're talking about at red flags could be as a result of that not being dealt with.
Sure, of course.
At the time. So
of course.
That's just my 5 cents worth. I thought I'd add it in you this afternoon.
No, wonderful. Mm. Very good.
Amazing. All right, are we done now?
Yeah, we're done. I'm going home now.
You know,
and I can see how happy you are.
Yeah, it's like,
anyway, I just want to say also, I mean, John done an amazing job this afternoon.
Yes.
Well done, John. Very good. Excellent. You did an amazing job.
That's very kind. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, I mean, I know what I felt like the first time I got on behind the things. I've been doing the talks and things like this for 8 years, but when you first started teaching me how to do this, I was very, very nervous and very thankful, and that you're giving all these people and all of us a chance, Richard, to do this that we love so much. So to you, thank you, and well done, John, and good luck, and good to see you around. I hope to hear you more on the radio. It'll be fantastic.
Well, I know how I felt when you did this the first time.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, and it was a lot worse than I felt when John did it for the first time, but I'm just putting it out there.
Just put it out there. Thanks.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Ernest Khan, go home. We'll see you on Saturday. You're going to do the outside broadcast
NSRI.
NSRI. Well, at the False Bay Yacht Club. So we'll see you on Saturday afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. All right. Go now.
Go bye.
We're bored with you now.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye.